At Dell Children's Hospital, Dr. Matthew Geck stands over a patient lying on her stomach undergoing spinal surgery. It's a procedure so new, fewer than five doctors across the country, including Dr. Geck, are performing it.
I do these two little incisions and then tunnel through the muscle, put the screws in, and the screws have these sleeves on them that allow us to work with them. And now I've got the rod in, I'm actually doing the reduction.
Traditional scoliosis surgery, or open scoliosis surgery, calls for one large incision down a part of the spine, peel away the muscle, and then add the correcting rods and screws. In the new procedure, Dr. Geck uses four long metal tubes that come out the back in two cuts during the surgery to insert the rods and the screws.
So open usually was sort of 6 weeks back to school. Now it's sort of 4 weeks back to school, and I had one girl back to dance line practice in 4 weeks.
The surgery looked like a piece of cake. At least that's what 16-year-old Stephanie Griffin says.
It really wasn't that bad. I don't remember pain, and I don't have any really anymore.
Griffin had the surgery about 6 months ago. Her spine had a 45-degree curve, one that couldn't be corrected with a back brace. She remembers not being able to wear formal dresses because the zippers wouldn't follow her spinal curve. High school cheerleading was painful, so she and her mother, Amy Lennon, saw Dr. Geck about the procedure.
I mean, I still had my concerns. I felt like they had less room to work with, so I'm like, okay, you know, is this going to be okay? Is there going to be more risk involved? But it turned out that, I mean, the risks were the same across the board.
It turned out Stephanie Griffin did get a small infection, but she was back to dancing in about a month.
I go better. I turn faster because, like, when I had the turn, it made me, like, fall over in my turns, and I'd go fall, and I'm like, well, now that I'm straight, I can just turn and turn and turn. So I'm doing better in turns.
Griffin is now playing lacrosse. Faster recovery is important for growing children, but faster earlier detection and treatment could keep them from the operating table. Eric Aguilar, KUT News.